Today's Amud is Chagiga Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Yedzayin Amud Aleph. So Zok the Mishnah Beishami Oimrim Mevi'en Shlomim Ve'ein Saimchen Aleihem. On Yom Tov, if you're allowed to bring a carbon Shlomim, because you partake in the food, in the Eichel, in the carbon, and therefore it's Molacha, that's a Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. So on Yom Tov, if you're allowed to bring a Shlomim, Ve'ein Saimchen Aleihem, but you don't do Smicha, like we had in the previous Mishnah, Beishami says you could do the Smicha on Erev Yom Tov. You don't need Tekef with Smicha Shchita. You don't have to have the Shchita right after the Smicha. So you do the Smicha on Erev Yom Tov. You don't do the Smicha on Yom Tov. Avalai Eilais, but you cannot bring Eilais at all. The Eilais Re'iyah is not in the question. You can never bring an Eilais Re'iyah on Yom Tov because that's not the Eichel Nefesh. You don't eat any part of the Eila. Memela, you can't bring the Eilais Re'iyah on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says that Mevi'im Shlamim Ve'Eilais Seseim Chen Aleihem. That no, you're allowed to bring Shlamim, you're allowed to bring Eilais, and you can even do Smicha, because Beis Hillel holds that you need Tekef with Smicha Shchita, so you are unable to do the Smicha Erev Yom Tov, that would be too early. You have to do the Smicha on Yom Tov, Memela, it's allowed, even though it's a Shvus, it's allowed. It's a Shvus, the Mitzvah, which is allowed. And Beis Hillel also holds that besides bringing Shlamim, you're also allowed to bring Eilais. Beis Hillel has a drasha and Meseches Beitza, and even Eilais, which is Echila Gavaya, it's a Tzarech Gavaya, even that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Vayter now that Atzara Shechal Eilais Be'erev Shabbos, when Shavuos falls out on a Friday, if Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, falls out on a Friday, so Beishamei Oimrim Yom Tovayach Acher Shabbos. Beishamei says that when are you going to bring the Karbanos of the Yom Tov? You'll bring it on Sunday. On Shavuos, which is on Friday, you can't bring the Karbanos because it's Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you can't bring it because it's Shabbos. So the makeup day, the Yom Tovayach, the day that you'll have for Tashlumen, will begin on Sunday. Now it's interesting, Rashi over here says that which Karbanos are you going to push off till Sunday? So the Pashtus, I would have said, now which Karban are you pushing off to Sunday? The Eilas Re'iyah. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bring Eilas on Yom Tov. The Shalmi Chagiga, Shlamim, that you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov. So there's no reason to push off the Shalmi Chagiga till Sunday. The Shalmi Chagiga you could bring on Friday, because you could bring Shlamim Lefi Beis Shammai. It's only Eilas that you're not allowed to bring. So the Eilas, the Eilas Re'iyah will get pushed off to Sunday. Lamaisa, Rashi says, Dibar Maslu Yom Tovayach, Rashi says that which Karbanos get pushed off to Sunday? Rashi says, Shal Karbanos Re'iyah V'Chagiga Shal Yom Tov. Both the Re'iyah and the Chagiga of Yom Tov, they get pushed off la'achar Shabbos. She'in craven lay b'Yom Tov lay b'Shabbos, because you can't bring them on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So now the Mefarshim ask on Rashi that what does it mean? You can't bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov? Beis Shammai says in the Reisha of the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring Shlamim on Yom Tov. You don't do Smicha, but you're allowed to bring them on Yom Tov. So why does Rashi say that you cannot bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov? So the Pshat the Marsha brings, that the Pshat the Marsha says, is that it's true Beis Shammai says you could bring Shlamim, but that's not talking about the Shalmei Chagiga, it's only talking about the Shalmei Simcha. The only Shlamim that Beis Shammai says you're allowed to bring on Yom Tov is the Shalmei Simcha, not the Shalmei Chagiga. Not the Shalmei Chagiga. The difference is because the Shalmei Chagiga is Be'atzim coming, because you have a Chiyuv to bring a carbon to Hashem on the Yom Tov. You have to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. Punk, you also end up eating from it. But that's not called that you're bringing a carbon l'tzarech ha'ichol nefesh. As opposed to the Shalmei Simcha, it's the reverse. The Shalmei Simcha you're baker bringing in order to have meat to eat. Punk, some of it goes l'gvaya. But be'etzem, you're bringing it as a carbon to have something to eat. That's l'tzarech ha'ichol nefesh. So the Shalmei Simcha, that Beis Shammai, that's the Shalmei that Beis Shammai was talking about in the beginning of the Mishnah. So really, when we read the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer Mevi'en Shlamim, we have to explain that that means dafka the Shalmei Simcha. It's not all Shlamim. It's dafka the Shalmei Simcha. When Beis Shammai then in the next part of the Mishnah says that when Shavuos falls out on a Friday, Yom Tovayach is Achar Shabbos, so that's what Rashi explains. It's both the Eilas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. As opposed to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says that in Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos, you don't have the Yom Tovayach Achar Shabbos, you don't have a Yom Tovayach at all, because you bring the Karbanos all on Friday, all on Shavuos, on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to bring the Eilas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. But Umaydim, and even Beis Hillel agrees, Shem Chol Aliyah is b'Shabbos, that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so then Beis Hillel agrees Shiyom Tevayach Achre Shabbos, so then you bring the Karbanos on Sunday. Meaning, even though Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to bring the Karbanos on Yom Tev, that's because Eichon Nefesh or Achilas Gevaya, that's all Deiche Yom Tev. But there's no Heter Eichon Nefesh on Shabbos, so if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so then Beis Hillel agrees that you do not bring the Karbanos on that day. Instead, you wait till Sunday, just like Beis Shammai would wait till Sunday. Beis Hillel would also hold that you wait to Sunday. Now says the Mishnah that any time we push off the Karbanos to Sunday, when we push off the Karbanos to Sunday, when Shavuos falls out on a Shabbos, and because of that we push off the Karbanos to Sunday, says the Mishnah that Ein Kayin Gadol Mislabesh B'Kelov. In such a year when the Karbanos get pushed off to Sunday, so then the Kohen Gadol, when he walks around on that day on Sunday, normally on the Yom Tevayach, we would tell the Kohen Gadol to wear his fancy Yom Tev clothing. However, when he goes to shul, whatever it is, he should wear fancy Yom Tov clothing. However, on such a year where the carbon were really bad, some Shavuos fell out on a Shabbos, and he got pushed off to Sunday, so then we tell the Kohen Gadol not to wear his fancy Yom Tov clothing. And also, even though normally the Yom Tevayach would be Aser Behesped Uvetainis, in such a year where Shavuos fell out on the Shabbos and we pushed it off to Sunday, Umutarin Behesped Uvetainis. That Sunday is going to be Mutter to give Hespedim, it's Mutter to fast on these days, and the reason why we treat it like such a weekday, we treat it like a Yom Tev. We say wear Yom Tev clothing, it should be Aser Behesped Uvetainis. In such a year when Shavuos fell out on the Shabbos and we push off the Karbanis to Sunday, so we say Dafka to treat it like a weekday. Not to be mechabedit so much, not to treat it like a Yom Tev. And the reason is shalal lekayim divrei ha'omrin atzeres achar Shabbos. And the reason is to be lafuki the tzedukim, to not do things like the tzedukim, because the tzedukim held that Shavuos always is supposed to fall out on a Sunday. They held that when the pasuk says usfartem lachem mimachras haShabbos, that you start counting sfiras ha'omer mimachras haShabbos. It means literally on the Matzei Shabbos, on a Sunday. And being that Sfiras HaOmer leading up to Shavuos is exactly 7 weeks, so the Tzedukim held that Sfiras HaOmer always starts on a Sunday, and Mamela Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. We always manipulate Sfiras HaOmer in a way that it always starts on a Sunday, Lav Dafka, the second day of Pesach, it's always going to start on a Sunday, and they'll manipulate the calendar so that the second day of Pesach itself is on a Sunday, and then Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Now we hold that that's not the pshat in the pasuk, even though that's the pasuk pshat in the pasuk. We hold that usfartem lachem mimachras haShabbos doesn't mean dafka on a Sunday. Mimachras haShabbos is referring to Matzei, first day of Pesach, the Matzei Pesach, the first day of Pesach. Even though it says Machras haShabbos, we have a drasha that really refers to Matzei Pesach. Mamela could fall out on any other day of the week. It's lav dafka that it falls out on a Sunday. Shavuos doesn't have to fall out on a Sunday. So now, on a year that Shavuos falls out on the Shabbos, and we're pushing off the Karbanos to Sunday, so it looks really bad. It looks almost like we're holding like the Tzedukim. It looks almost like we want to make it that Shavuos falls out on a Sunday. Because Mimachar Shabbos means Matzei Shabbos, it means Sunday. So to show that that's not what's going on over here, it looks like that's what's going on, to show that that's not what's going on, we push off the Karbanos, we treat that day differently. We don't have the Kohen Gadol walking around in his big day Yom Tov. We don't have an Isser of Tainus and Hespet, all to show that we're not going like the Tzedukim. Now it's interesting, when the Rambam brings us La Halacha, so the Rambam, he leaves out this din. He leaves out the din. He mentions that when Shavuos falls out on the Shabbos, that we bring the Karbanos on Sunday. And he leaves out the Halacha, that on that Sunday, the Kohen Gadol should now wear his big day Yom Tov. The Stimas Lashna Rambam would be mashma that the Kohen Gadol would wear his big day Yom Tov, and it is Aser Behesped Utainis. The Rambam doesn't mention the end of our Mishnah, and the question is why did the Rambam leave it out? And it's a good Yisoid to know. The Rambam leaves out this. Why does the Rambam leave it out? Says Rav Liashiv, an important Yisoid. Says Rav Liashiv in his Aris. Says Rav Liashiv that it's true that the Rambam writes halachis that are not Negea nowadays. It's true, he writes the halachis of Karbanos and the different things, even if they're not Negea nowadays. However, says Rav Liashiv, it's not the pshat because the Rambam held that we should just write things that are not Lahalacha. It's because he was writing it for Yemais HaMashiach. He was writing what's going to be Nageya when Mashiach comes. We're going to need to know these halachas. So he wrote halachas that we're going to need to know for when Mashiach comes. This halacha that the Mishnah says is not Nageya when Mashiach comes. We're not going to have to be lafuki the tzeduke. So being that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have this din, but we're not going to have the reason lafuki the tzeduke. There won't be any tzeduke. So therefore, the Rambam doesn't bring this lahalacha because he's not just writing things that are not Nageya nowadays. He's writing it letzayrich liyamayis haMashiach. But this halacha won't be needed letzayrich liyamayis haMashiach. There won't be a halacha that the Kohen Gadol has to refrain from wearing his big deyamtiv, that it's mutter b'aspedutainis, because we won't need to be lafuki the tzedukim. And says Rav Liashiv, you say it in the Rambam when he writes halachas that are not Nageya today, it's not the pshat he's just writing things that are not Nageya, he's writing it letzayrich liyamayis haMashiach. And Mamela, since this halacha and others, the other places where Rav Liashiv writes this, you say it as well, other halachas that the Rambam leaves out, it's not for nothing, it's because it's not Nageya when Mashiach comes for whatever reason it is. Now says the Gemara, Amr Rav Elazar, Amr Rav Yishaya. Says Rav Elazar in the name of Rav Yishaya, that minayin la'atzeres shiyesh la tashlum in kol sheva. What's the makar that if you don't bring the carbon, chagiga, ri'iya, on shvuas, that you have 7 days to make it up? Now we're bringing this up, we're bringing this here, because we're going to see on Amud Beis, we're going to mention our Mishnah. For now, we'll just talk about this, the Atzam Halacha of Tashlumen of 7 days for Shavuos. Again, on Amud Beis, we'll tie it back into our Mishnah. So says Rav Elazar, Rav Yishaya, how do we know that there's a 7 day makeup period for the Karbanos of Shavuos? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. It mentions the Yomim Tovim by name over here, and it was extra. So we say to make a drasha, Makish, Chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaMatzos, to make a hekesh between Shavuos and Pesach. Just like Pesach, which is a 7 day yamtiv, you have the whole yamtiv to bring the karva, and as tashlumen, so avchagas shvuas yesh lo tashlumen kol shiva. So we learn from Pesach to shvuas that shvuas also you have 7 days to bring the karbanei sachag. Now ask the Gemara. It says 3 yamim taivim in the pasuk. It says v'chag ha-matzais, v'chag ha-shvuais, v'chag ha-sukais. So you're saying to compare Shavuos to Pesach. That just like Pesach has 7 days of tashlumen, so to Shavuos has 7 days of tashlumen. Ask the Gemara, v'ima makesh l'chag ha-sukais. Why don't I say to learn out Shavuos from Sukkos? And we'll say that ma'chag ha-sukais yesh la tashlumen kol shmeina, avchag ha-shvuos yesh la tashlumen kol shmeina. That just like Sukkos, we had earlier in the Masechta, you have 8 days to bring the carbon because you also have Shemini Atzeres. So maybe we should learn out from Sukkos that just like by Sukkos you have 8 days for Tashlumen, so too by Shavuos you have 8 days of Tashlumen. So says the Gemara, it's not true. In Sukkos you really only have 7 because Shemini Regel Bifnei Atzmayu. Shemini Atzeres is not counted as part of Sukkos. Shemini Atzeres is its own Yantif, and really on Sukkos you only have 7 days of Tashlumen. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Amr da Amri Shmini Ragel Bifnei Atzmayu. With regards to what is it that we say that Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yomtiv? Hani Mili LeInyan Pizar Kishav. That's only with regards to these 6 things, Pizar Kishav, which we'll get back to in a moment. These 6 things that start with the letters Pei Zayin Reish Kuf Shin Beis Pizar Kishav. Those are the things that we say Shavuos is that we say Shmini Atzeres is considered its own yomtiv. Avu LeInyan Tashlumen Tashlumen Derishenu. But with regards to Tashlumen of the Karbanos Achag, so we say that Shemini Atzeres is also included in the Tashlumen Derishay. Shemini Atzeres is also included as part of Sukkos. It's considered the 8th day of Sukkos. It's Shemini Atzeres. It's true. It's also Atzeres, but it's also Shemini. It's also the 8th day of Sukkos. Did not like we learned in the Mishnah earlier that Mishulichag B'Yom Tov Arishon Shochag, a person who didn't bring his Karbanos, he didn't bring his Chagiga on the 1st day of Sukkos. So Chagig is Kol Aregel B'Yom Tov Achrin. He could even bring his carbon on Shemini Atzeres on the last day of Sukkos, on Shemini Atzeres. So, and if so, being that Shemini Atzeres is really part of Sukkos with regards to Tashlumen, so why are you saying to learn out from Pesach that just like Pesach has 7 days for Tashlumen, so too Sukkos, so too Shavuos has 7 days, maybe we should learn out from Sukkos that just like Sukkos has 8 days, so too Shavuos has 8 days. And don't tell me that Sukkos really only has 7 because Shemini Atzeres is its own Yamtif, because with regards to Tashlumen, Shemini Atzeres is part of Sukkos and it's an 8th day for Tashlumen. It's only with regards to Bizar Kishav that Shemini Atzeres is considered its own Yamtif. So what's Pazar Keshav? Pazar Keshav stands for, the Pei stands for Pious, Zayin is Man, Resh is Regel, Kuf is Karbon, Shin is Shir, and Bez is Bracha. Pious, Man, Regel, Karbon, Shir, and Bracha. So Pious refers to the fact that although during the 7 days of Sukkot, so they would switch off, they would have a rotation within the 24 Mishmaris of who brought the Karbanais of Sukkot, on Shemini Atzeres there was a lottery, a new lottery, everyone got the chance to bring the Karbanais of Shemini Atzeres. Zayin is Man. Zman refers to the fact that we make a Shachianu on Shemini Atzeres. It's considered like its own Yamdiv. Even though we made a Shachianu already on Sukkot, we make a new Shachianu on Shemini Atzeres. Regel, the Reish stands for Regel, which refers to the fact that Shemini Atzeres gets its own mentioning in Davening and Yalav Yavoy. We don't call it Chag HaSukkos, we call it whatever it is that we call it. Shemini Chag HaTzeres, Chag Shemini Atzeres, whatever Nusach you use, but it gets its own mentioning, we don't call it Chag HaSukkos. Kuf stands for the fact that there's a special carbon on Shemini Atzeres. It doesn't follow the regular Seder of the Karbanais of Sukkot, where we continuously go down in the amount of Parais that they would bring. Rather, there was just one par that was brought on Shemini Atzeres. Shin stands for Shir, that there's a special Shir Shel Yoyim on Shemini Atzeres. And the Bay stands for Bracha, that there was a special Bracha that they would give the Melech on Shemini Atzeres. So with regards to those six things, Shemini Atzeres is like its own Yom Tov. It's true. But with regards to Tashlumin, it's part of Sukkot. It's an eighth day of Tashlumin. So it's back to Gemara. Why are you saying to learn out Shavuos from Pesach that there's 7 days of Tashlumin? Why don't we say to learn it out from Sukkot that there's 8 days of Tashlumin? So then for the Gemara, that tefasta maruba loy tefasta, tefasta mua tefasta. If you try grabbing too much sometimes, you end up with nothing. You grab a little, then you know at least that what you grabbed, you grabbed. Meaning, if you're going to try to learn out the more, the eight days, so it might not be true that you have 8 days. We all know, should we learn it from Pesach that you have seven? Should we learn it from Sukkot that you have eight? If you try grabbing too much, if you try grabbing an eighth day, that might not be true. If you grab seven, so then you for sure know that what you're grabbing is secure. You know that for sure that it's at least seven. So therefore, it's a much more secure grab when you grab little. It's also a musar. Sometimes a person wants to grab too much. He gets inspiration. He wants to learn, you know, seven baht a day, eight baht a day, whatever it is. And the maestro, he ends up with nothing. You do a raisa, an amen a day, only 5 days a week, chazara on Shabbos. It seems like it's a little, but the maestro, you grab it. You make a kenyan on it, and then before you know it, you have a lot. But tefasta meruba, like tefasta mua, tefasta, you know you're actually grabbing something that you can make a kenyan on. So says the Gemara, so therefore it makes more sense to learn it from Pesach that it's 7 days, because that's something that we know for sure we can make a kenyan on. That's something for sure we know that will be correct, we'll have a good grabbing, as opposed to learning it out from Sukkot. Now says the Gemara, so now that we're saying that the halacha is that we learn out Shavuos from Pesach, that Shavuos is only 7 days, and by the way, I don't think it's the pshat is that it's a suffix. It's not the pshat that now forever the eighth day is really a suffix day of Tashlumin. It's like a midah that one of the midah shatayin yedreshes behen, that tayir tefasta meruba light tefasta muat tefasta. Hashem knows that we're going to have that outlook when we make this drasha, and therefore it must be Hashem meant that we should learn it out from Pesach, because if we have the choice of learning it from Pesach or Sukkot, so we have this midah of tefasta meruba light tefasta muat tefasta, and therefore it's a drasha of vada that we're supposed to learn out from Pesach that Tashlumin is only 7 days and not that it's 8 days. Al Kopanim, so now that we're saying, the Pasuk had three Yamim Tovim mentioned in the Pasuk. It said Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos. So Pesach and Shavuos, we know why it's written in the Pasuk, because we have a Hekesh from Pesach to Shavuos. The question is now, says the Gemara, so why did the Torah have to mention Sukkot? If we're only really darshaning Shavuos from Pesach, so why does the Torah mention anything about Sukkot? Says the Gemara, la'akushe l'chag ha-matzeis. It mentions Sukkot to compare it to Pesach, to make a drasha from Pesach to Sukkot. The ma'chag ha-matzeis ta'in lina, just like Pesach has a halacha that it requires lina, which means that on Pesach, you didn't just go back home matzah yamtif, you went to the base of Mikdash, you were idle regel, you didn't just go back home on matzah yamtif, you stayed over the first night of Chol HaMoed, the second night of Pesach, you stayed over in Yerushalayim, and you only went back the following morning. Don't worry, don't feel bad for the guy's wallet that he has to pay extra rent, extra night in the hotel. Lamaisa, we learned in Yuma that the people were in the Arla Regal, they got free rent, they didn't have to pay for it, so it didn't cost any extra. And it's a mitzvah of Lina, that he stays over extra Matzah Yom Tif, he doesn't go back right away Matzah Yom Tif, he stays over that night, he only goes back home the next morning. That's a halacha that we have by Pesach, we'll see the pasuk in a moment. But so just like we have that halacha by Pesach, Machag HaMatzah is Ta'on Lina, just like Pesach has this chiyuv, has this mitzvah of lina to stay over an extra night. Av chag sukkah is ta'in lina. So too sukkahs, we darshan it. The Torah says sukkahs to compare it to Pesach. Just like Pesach has a mitzvah of lina, so too sukkahs has a mitzvah of lina. You don't go home right away, matzeh, the first day of sukkahs. You stay over the first night of Chol HaMoed until the following morning. Now says the Gemara v'hasa minalan, and where by Pesach do we know that there's this mitzvah of lina? Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ufanisa Baboiker V'halachta L'Alehecha. The Pasuk says that you wake up in the morning and you should go back to your home. Now, what does it mean you should wake up in the morning and go back home? If that's referring to Yom Tif, right, Leil Yom Tif for sure, you went to be Olel Rego. If the Torah means that on Yom Tif morning you wake up and you go back home, says Rashi, that can't be found in the Pasuk. It can't be talking about the morning of Yom Tif, because there's an Isra of Tchumen. You can't just go back home. It's going to be out of the Tchumen. So Elamai, what does the Pasuk mean? When it says you wake up in the morning and you go back home, it can't be talking about Yom Tif. Yom Tif has an Isra of Tchumen. It must be it's talking about the following morning. It's talking about Chol HaMoed morning, which means you have a mitzvah to stay over Chol HaMoed night. Matzah Yom Tif, you have a mitzvah to stay over, and you only go back home the next morning on Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, evidently, you see, that doesn't have an Isra, does not have an Isra of Tchumen. So that's when you go home. So that's the makar for the mitzvah of Lina, to stay over that night of Chol HaMoed Matzah Yom Tif. You stay over in Yerushalayim and you only go back home the next morning. It says the Gemara that we learn out from Pesach to Sukkot, that just like Pesach has this mitzvah of Lina, so too Sukkot has the mitzvah of Lina.